Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club, where you should spend every afternoon, every evening, watching your favorite sporting events. But if you find yourself downtown during the College World Series, maybe during opening weekend, you should check out Omaha Design Center College World Series kickoff party. That is their opening day celebration, but you need tickets to get in. What do you get when you're there? Well, it's a pre-party experience, so it's a live DJ. They have yard games. They have a private bathroom. They have air conditioning and all the game day food and drinks you can imagine. Fully stocked bar. You can reserve your kickoff party tickets for $20 a person at omahaeventgroup.ticketleap.com. And this will take place Friday, June 16th at the Omaha Design Center off 15th and Cumming Street. 4 o'clock. That's when the doors open. 4 p.m. That's when the party will begin.
If nothing else, get the party the parking. It's right there.
Nah.
The party never ends.
Nah, party on.
Player.
Now, if you party a little bit too hard and you find yourself in need of assistance, maybe from personal injury, you can call the Dyer Law team. And Dyer Law is there to help you in any way you need it, no matter what you're dealing with. You can call the Dyer Law team at 402-393-7529. Visit dyer.law to chat with trusted professionals about your personal injury claim. That's Dyer, D-Y-E-R, dot law. You know who may be feeling a little bit of personal injury are the, how do I put this nicely? The get off your lawn PGA people.
Walt Kowalski.
That were out there up until this point of a merger taking place between the PGA and the LIV. Thank you for the breaking news music, Shane.
Yeah.
This was inevitable.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So I got to give credit to a couple of people. Number one, who did the biography on Phil? Who did the book on Phil, Shane, that we had on? And Phil was upset with him. Because he made it feel like it was a little bit of a negative slant, and he kind of talked about Phil's gambling a little bit and kind of his progress on the tour. And I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't either.
And Dirk Chatlin. We had Dirk on that, and it was that week too.
Oh, it was the same week, yeah.
Yeah, and Dirk was like, you know, these guys are kind of being a little disingenuous. And I asked him, I said, is this because you're a Phil fan? And he's like, no. He said, no, just think about it logistically, right? Like the sponsorships, the PGA needs to kind of button it up. They need to treat their members better. These guys are going back and forth with the ability to make money. He thought it was a little disingenuous to say kind of how it was being handled. He didn't use the term self-righteous, but that's the sense that I got when he was talking about it. And he said it from, like, the jump. Like, come on, this is going to be much ado about nothing. I looked at it, and I told you off air, I said, well, there's just too much money to be had between the two, right, if you're going to share. I mean, Saudi's got to be tired of just throwing money at it. And you get the merger where you get the exposure and – what you said, your first response was they want the what?
They want the players back.
Yeah.
They want the top guys back. They, not that they couldn't make work with what they had. Jeez, Andrew, speak. Not that they couldn't work with what they had. There you go. But they want those big names back. You don't have a guy named Brooks Koepka win the PGA Championship and not have him on the PGA.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want that. So you want those big names back. You want the Phils back. You want the DeChambeaus back. You want the Koepkas back. You want the is it Smith? Yeah, Smith, not Young. Smith's back. So by getting these big names back, now you're getting the best players back on the PGA. And ultimately, that's what it boils down to.
What are they going to do with Brandon Chamblee? And it's I mean, can he say sports washing now? Hey, how about him and Harmon going at it?
Yeah.
That was just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but
he referenced the sports washing term, and people, I know they
good,
don't like
clean fun.
They don't like Chamblee to begin with, and I don't either.
Right.
So it's fine, but Man, well, I wonder what the narrative is going to be, because that was literally just a week or two ago.
Right.
He dropped the sports washing reference again during the broadcast.
Yeah. So.
Anyway. That's why, discretion is the better part of valor.
Amazing Daniel brings up an interesting point, or maybe an interesting take. Only thing bigger would be the XFL-USFL merger next year. Like, could you imagine if, like, those
I think
merged.
He's being sarcastic.
I know.
I just told him about himself yesterday.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Nothing's as big as the PGA and LIV.
He told me last night, he said, it's not that he swims upstream, he has his own channel.
Yeah, that probably is it.
If there was
anything
more fitting for his personality.
Yeah, at least he knows it.
I kind of
chuckled. At least he's comfortable with that.
No, it wasn't, Bo. But, yeah, it's just a lot of – I wonder what all the because a lot of people thought it was kind of their patriotic due diligence to bash, the Saudi money.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, there's going to be a lot of backtracking.
So, okay. I don't know enough about it. You may not, but I'm going to ask the question, and maybe we can figure it out. So Saudi obviously has a boatload of money. Mm-hmm. PGA has been pretty tight with their purse. So now that they've merged, is it the LIV and PGA are taking more of a PGA approach, or is the purse just going to be substantially bigger like it was in the LIV?
Now, that I don't know. I mean, it is a country, and some of what they – I imagine – I don't know what the splits are going to be of the revenue or who's the backing. Like, we – because there has to be some sort of sharing, right?
Right.
Because who had the upper hand?
Probably the PGA.
You would think.
Because of –
But
just
Saudi, the Saudis
just the immediate
had,
backing.
Had
the funding.
The capital.
Right.
At least so we think.
Mm-hmm. But people were still watching the PGA more because the PGA
was
the thing.
Zero question.
So that's why I would guess they had the leg
up. And we weren't getting the LIV tournaments.
Right. Here.
Here.
Like, you could. Like, there were times. I think there was one in Chicago at one point.
I'm talking about.
But on nationally televised.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. So, I don't know. Is there. This is an interesting point right here from 515 Dave on YouTube. Is the PGA moving more towards player contracts?
So that was one of the natural byproducts, I think, that the folks on the LIV Tour were after. They wanted the sponsorships to be handled differently amongst the PGA in terms of
they wanted
golf for power.
Security.
Yeah. And maybe this was the natural byproduct. Okay. Like, can we have some more assurances now? Can you treat us better as a quote-unquote commodity? Because I think that was a big sticking point for folks that were playing overseas. Right? They're like, why would we limit ourselves? Do you know what's really – and I think that's why Dirk thought – and Shane, maybe we bring him back on just for GP. Like, I know he's kind of semi-retired.
Oh, we could do that all any day.
But I would love to get his thoughts, because he was way out in front of this. Because he was actually the same week that Phil's that we – Shane, do we know who wrote the
– I was looking. I don't have the information anymore.
No, you're terrible at Google, Shane. I think you could just simply Google
–
Yeah, that.
I apologize.
Well, while you look that up, what I think about in this, too, is – just to your point about player contracts and wanting a sense of security, there aren't a lot of people in this world that can do what they do, right? There are plenty of people out there.
Usually the more finite the skill.
Right, that can, put on a football uniform and be successful in whatever it is.
Yep.
There's
Alan.
Plenty of people
Alan.
That can pass a soccer ball. And I know there's finite details into each person's sport, but it is – extremely difficult to hit a ball from 180 feet or 180 yards and put it within feet of the hole and then bury a putt, whether it's from distance or from close. Like, it's extremely difficult. So they know that. And because they know they're so unique in that, that's why they kind of have every bit of leverage inside their backpack to carry along with them to this point.
Tell you what, I'm looking at all the memes and the GIFs. You're the one that Aaron just retweeted.
Team comment page. Team comment page. This is what I threw out there for my form of the handshake.
Oh, that's cute. There's the fist bump, the wrap up.
Oh,
let's
man.
Let me show you the ribeye he did the other day. Look at that bad boy.
Mmm. That's some solid color on the inside.
Yes, indeed.
It's well cooked. Let's talk to Aaron Fitt after the break.